Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and, of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass here on Joy 94.9. And it's the time of the segment when Macca provides us with his opinion piece. So, Macca, what have you got to share with us this week?
Well, look, thanks, Tass. As I said before, they say you can't fix stupid, but it turns out you can't quarantine it either. In the past, to be honest, I haven't really cared what you do in your home, how you do it, who you do it with, what you do. It's not a purely libertarian view, but I think what you do with your life is your business, provided it doesn't harm other people. What I care about is my life and the lives of the community I live in. Coronavirus will always find the weakest link, and the weakest link is those of you out there who are breaking the rules. Today, like all of us, I'm shocked by yesterday's total new infections of 428 people. This is the highest figure yet recorded in Victoria, and it comes on top of what can only be called a horror couple of weeks for the Victorian community. We now have 5,000 active coronavirus cases. And while a very large number of these recent cases will, I expect, be traced back to the haphazard and negligent security at quarantine hotels, following that lapse and many other incidents of rule breaking, we now have a virus that's rampant in our community. And the reality is, the virus does spread because people have been terminally and bloody stupid. Whether it's gathering at 1 a.m. in the morning with 16 of your gormless mates to eat KFC takeaway, going to a brothel, meeting up with friends, or playing Pokemon in a parked car, driving 50 kilometres to go for a walk at the tan, they all have one common theme: sheer bloody-minded stupidity. We've all seen it. And I ask, how difficult is it to obey the rules? How difficult is it to keep 1.5 metres away from people? We don't know who has the virus. We don't have a sign over our head. What we do know is that this virus is incredibly infectious. And to be honest, I've thought about this, I actually don't understand why folk think they can break the rules. The rules are there for a reason. They're there to stop you and me from contracting the virus or passing it on. And yes, it's inconvenient. Yes, it's having a diabolical impact on employment. And yes, it's ruining people's livelihoods, and it's having and going to have a huge negative impact on community mental health. There are huge costs to this pandemic, but think of the costs already being borne by our frontline health workers. Hundreds are already in isolation or have contracted. In that, there's 10 or so paramedics and more than a few doctors. So I ask you, would you prefer to be dead? I know two people, both in their 20s, who are recovering from coronavirus. They tell me about their lethargy, their depression, their problems breathing, their muscular issues. And, you know, they thought they were going to die. And it's only our health workers that's kept them alive. And these people feel like this months after coming out of hospital. And with a mortality rate, actually, let's call it a death rate, of about 1.3%, that means that four people are likely to die as a result of yesterday's infections. That could be your mum, your dad, your partner, your kids, your workmates, your neighbour, the person you stood next to in the supermarket. Do you really care so little about anyone else that you're prepared to break the rules and put lives at risk? Now, I do hear people whinging about what they say are the stupid restrictions on their lives. You poor darls. Yes, the rules are changing, and they're changing as the pandemic changes. It's simple. Just keep up to date with the rules and obey them. Do you really care so little about anyone else that you're prepared to break the rules and put their life at risk? Coronavirus will make you sick. It may kill you. You have a 1 in 100 chance of dying from it. But you know what really makes me sick? It's the selfish, arrogant, ill-informed, stupid, hazardous behaviour people are engaging in. They're even more stupid than anti-vaxxers. If there's a conspiracy, then it's a conspiracy of these stupid, uncaring, selfish idiots. And unfortunately, there seems to be more than a few of them. I call them the terminally stupid. We all want this pandemic to be brought under control. We want to get back to some sort of normal. It's going to take a very long time, a very long time. And most of us, whilst we're doing the right thing, more than a few people are doing the wrong thing in the full knowledge that they're not just breaking the law, but if they actually had the brains to think it through, they would know they are putting people's lives at risk. To those of you who are obeying the rules, I say thank you. To those of you who are not, I condemn you. You are terminally stupid. And also say, if you know someone who's breaking the rules, do the right thing and report them. They're not expressing their human rights by breaking the rules. They're infringing on ours, and it's deadly. I regard those behaviours of the rule breakers as a betrayal of my human rights and a betrayal of their respect for human rights. Their terminal stupidity will kill people, and they need to stop. And that's what I think.
Wow, Macca. Well, the switchboard's just gone off. You've got messages from so many people and so much support for what you've said, including Triple Five, who would like to see what you said in writing so they can post it on their Facebook page. You've got a message here from 032, who also is very supportive of what you're saying, including a very, very firm comment from 317, Macca. There you go.
He says they're assholes.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. They said that you...
Well, look, Pete, you know, the reality is the behaviour of these people is not just putting themselves at risk, and if that's what they want to do to themselves, fine, okay? But you're doing it to other people, and you're doing it in the full knowledge that what you're doing is wrong and potentially could kill people. Now, it's not manslaughter. The definition's a bit tighter than that. But I tell you what, think about it. All you gormless idiots out there that think you can break the rules with no consequences. I just hope that someone close to you or someone that you know doesn't contract virus by contact with you, because they may not have to live with it for the rest of their life because they might be dead. But you might have to live with it. And just think about that for a second. Think of others just for a second. Put aside the other issues that are really challenging for us, and think about your responsibility as a member of a community. Think about that.
Wow, Macca, I have never seen anybody, I have never seen so much support for anything you've said before.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Gary from Fitzroy says, well said, Macca, fully support your statements. 317's come back again and again and has said, go Macca, and it just goes on. There's something about a story in Brighton. What happened in Brighton at the Minimax store, Macca? Did you hear about that?
I didn't, and, you know, I made, you know, there's a question here about people that went to the Black Lives Matter protest. I supported that, the principle of that protest. I didn't support the protest, and I still don't. You know, the law said you shouldn't gather in groups of that size. That's the law. There's no exemption. There was no exemption. And, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, you didn't say it at the time. I actually did. I was in the studio when it started and I talked about it.
Yes, yes, I was here with you, Macca.
And, you know, I make no apology for the view that I've put forward. You know, Tass and I, you know, Tass has elderly parents. I have a new great-nephew born on Thursday. And the world that he's been born into is really challenging and really troubled. And I just think about that, and I think about people when I observe them not obeying the rules. Now, they're not all stupid, but people understand what the rules mean and what they're there for. Unfortunately, if they get infected, they'll infect others. It was just then they'd infected, I'd say, well, it's a bit of natural selection.
Macca, Marky Mark from Clifton Hill also says, love this so much. And there's a message here from Mark Adams as well, who I think actually likes your term, the gormless idiots. There you go. But Macca, there is a...
Well, I don't think gormless idiots listen to Joy. Only intelligent people do. Perhaps we can share it on commercial radio with some of the gormless idiots that listen to that.
Macca, what's important is that you've said something that's actually resonated with a lot of our listeners this morning, and you've obviously read the mood of the community very well. Just before we take a break and finish up this segment, there is also a message here from 200, who specifically asked us to give out a special shout-out to Jay, our newsreader.
Oh, yes.
Jay, well done. Yeah. We love your voice. We do, of course, miss Dylan, but it's always lovely to have a diverse voice on the airwaves.
And, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we're actually going to speak to one or two people who have had COVID and are recovering, and they can tell you what it feels like to be near death. They can tell you what it feels like to be relying on those very, very brave and courageous health workers to keep them alive, and the impact that it has on your life post-COVID, just so you can understand what it feels like to be in, you know, to contract this and, you know, to struggle to survive.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.